And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, Alligators, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. We have a great show for you today. Captain Conway Bowman from Cast Hopin' and Bowman Blue Water. And for the very first time on Let's Talk Hookup, Rip Boris from Stroud Tackle. We're going to be talking shark fishing, fly fishing, Sierra opener, and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is Z87.1 Plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
Day at the Docks is coming, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have one last mega sale before the season. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. Fishing is taking off, and you have one last chance to capture amazing deals. Our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals. Sunday, April 19th.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. What a fun show today is going to be. Today.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good morning, Conway.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great to have you. You brought one of your good buddies in here.
Rick. No, he brought me.
He brought you.
Rick Wurst. I mean, this guy, I mean.
Legendary.
Legendary. He's been a big part of my life for years. So we've been a big part of each other's lives.
Each other's lives, yeah.
So explain that. I mean, you grew up with Rick.
I did. So
we're really good friends. Right?
Yeah, so Bill Stroud, Bill and Eileen owned Stroud Tackle. And well, I'll let Rick tell the story. But anyway, so I've just known Rick since I was 10 years old.
Yep,
and
exactly.
It's been going on 50 years.
50 years, yep, 50 years so, together. So Conway's dad met Bill Stroud in 1969, 70, thereabouts, and they just became fast friends. And I knew Bill and Eileen from the beginning, from 1970. Going to the shop. Found out about the shop, go in there, and I was a teenager, and I just fell in love with the place and started hanging out there. Now, by the time I met Conway, we were 10 years apart, so I think I was 20, he was 10.
Yeah.
And he comes in with his dad, and the rest is kind of history. It's like, and see him all the time. Saw his dad much more than I would see Conway. His dad was just there. His dad would come by the shop every Saturday and hang out and with Bill and Eileen and help out, hang out. It was fantastic. So John and I, we became really good friends. So we did lots of stuff together, fished and hunted and ate and hung out. And
That's awesome. Cool.
It was such a great place to kind of grow up. I mean, I would go in with my dad and Bill, Eileen would always, and I remember this, they had a kitchen in the back because they used to live there. They lived
yep.
in
and they, so, lived, they lived behind the shop.
Yeah,
no kidding.
And they had a kitchen there, and she would make me an egg sandwich every morning. I'd go in there.
Yep.
Oh, it was
cool.
And I would just mill around the shop. You know, it was just It was awesome. Yeah. And seeing those mounts on the wall. And it's still like that today.
The place is a piece of history.
It really is.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't been there, you need to go by.
It brings back so many great memories. You walk through that door and that bell still rings. Ding, ling, ling. And there it is. You step back to 1970. Yeah. And it is the coolest tackle shop. Not only a fly shop, but just fishing shop that I've been in. It's awesome.
So how did you acquire it?
Spending a lot of time in there, just over the years, and I had a regular job for 30 years, and I was down there every night, you know, for years and years. I'd go down there when the shops would close, and then the years went by, and then I just cared for them as they grew, as they got older and older and older, yeah. And never expected this to happen, but you know, Eileen passes away, and then it's just Bill. And he had closed the shop for about 6 months, and I, along with John and a couple of others, talked him into reopening the shop. And he said, "Well, I can't do it by myself." And so I said, "Look, I have an opportunity to help you." And so I stepped in and helped him out, and it was just something to get Bill over the loss of Eileen. Yeah. So we're there 3 days a week. It was funny and laughable, but hey, it was good for Bill.
Yeah.
So I'm down there, and we're people are starting to come back in, and I'm there, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I'm going, man, I really like this. So I talked to Bill about buying the shop, and Bill said, "Nah, you don't want to do that. This isn't for you." and I said, "Okay." And you don't argue with Bill. And I went, "Okay." And so, but man, the more I'm in there, the more I really like it. And so I kept trying to talk him into it. No, he just kept turning me down. And so, you know, a couple years go by, and I just, we one afternoon, he says, "Hey, I need you to take me over to my attorney's office." So I take him over there. No big deal. We're going to have lunch after that. And I go into the attorney's office, and we're in the conference room, and here's all this paperwork, and I'm reading the paperwork, and I'm going, I look at the attorney, I look at Bill, I'm going, and the attorney says, "Just sign it."
And the shop is yours.
And the shop is mine.
Wow.
That's still Bill.
I love that.
It was unbelievable, and I was speechless.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Emotional, and it was like, wow. Yeah. And
I love that.
So, and when was that, Rick?
That was 2000.
2011. Wow. And you've done a great job with the shop.
Oh,
it is still a world-class fly shop.
Yeah, and it's, you know, early on, Bill passes away, and I'm hurting, and I've got all this stuff, all these questions.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I mean, man, immersion is, immersion is key.
Well, it never ceases to amaze me, Conway, and I'm sure you'll agree with this. It's like, you know, I'm more and more deeper into the fly fishing thing. And you think, as a saltwater tackle angler, you know how tackle junkies are, which I am with that,
sure,
too. But now I'm also a fly fishing tackle junkie, too. You know how immersed you get into all that stuff, right? And it's so something new. It never ceases to amaze me how much stuff you have in that little place, right?
Oh.
If I say, "Oh, I need this," and you go, "No, oh, I got it. Yeah. I need this. I got it."
Generational stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you
can
go in there. I mean, I was in I'm a fanatic for old Fenwick fiberglass rods, the old Fairlights, which are like the vintage 60s, 70s. And, you know, where do I go? I go to Stroud Tackle because I know Bill had a stash of those things in the back of the shop, and I would rummage through those.
Wow.
I could go in
and there's still a bunch back there, Conway.
Oh, I know. And believe me, I'm filling out my quiver.
Yeah.
They're the great fiberglass rods are. Especially the Fairlights, the Fenwick Fairlights from the 60s and 70s. For trout fishing, they are wonderful for dry fly fishing.
No kidding.
If you can find them, get them. But I have dibs on them, so it's pleasure.
You're exposing your stash.
So, I kind of step back in time. I'm kind of fly fishing for, like, trout and warm water fish now with, like, old gear, like 70s and, you know, old Fluger Medalist reels and old Fenwick rods. Because it just, not only it's really fun, but also it kind of sets me back in time when I was going to Stroud Tackle in 1970. Yeah. I just love it. It's just a lot of great memories. So.
Yeah, for sure. That's, and then, you know, and the other crazy thing that fly guys do is tie flies too.
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to that too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And
let me let people know what your addiction really is. Every time. Every time I come to Pete's office for something during the week when we're not doing the show, there's a vise on his desk and Pete's head into a fly tying.
Wow, you're totally into it.
Hey, dude, check these out. Check this out. You know, I just scoped this one out. Like, addicted is the right word.
Yeah, it is an addiction, right? But that's another thing that he has a lot of there, right?
Oh, I mean, it's the greatest selection.
I'd like to say I have everything, but I got a lot of stuff. You got a lot of stuff.
In a little place.
It's the Baskin Robbins tubs
that have been there, by the way, since 1970.
Yep, they're the same ones.
The little boxes. And
same
everything.
Ones.
Yep. But, you know, Eileen spotted these empty tubs at Baskin Robbins. What are you going to do with those? She said, we're going to throw them away. Can I have them? So I've got, you know, 25 of those with all this materials in it, and people go, are those ice cream tubs? I said, they sure are. And vanilla, chocolate.
They've been there since the beginning. Yep. It's unbelievable.
Pretty amazing.
Think about how old those ice cream tubs are. 50 years.
At least.
Crazy.
So you started at C4 Sport Fishing, though. You were deckhand at C4 Sport Fishing.
I was a deckhand at C4 in the early 70s. And, man, I highly recommend that as a teenager, man. That was what a fantastic experience. That was great. You know, working every day for, you know, all summer long, every day. You're on the schedule, and I loved ocean fishing and specifically half day fishing. I really enjoyed that. I tried the overnighters and the albacore when the albacore used to come in, but the half day is what I really liked. And so you're in, you're out, you're home, but you know, it's 14 hours a day. And then if I told you how much we made, you're going, and you did that for that?
So, I think you taught me how to throw an anchovy, fly line an anchovy.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think you did. Because I think Bill and Eileen took me out, and I think you were deckhanding. Yeah.
Yep, I very well could have. Yeah.
So speaking of albacore, I was talking to Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing this week, and he was telling me he thinks this is going to be a year for albacore.
Really?
Because of the El Nino. Think about it. 1983... You know, we had good albacore fishing, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm going to go off and say I'm not going to predict albacore.
This is a precedent.
and it's going to happen.
Okay. So, Rick, you might not know, Pete's the last standing soldier. He predicts that we will have albacore every year. Everybody else has given up the faith. Every single year at the beginning of the year, Pete always says, this will be the year that we have albacore, knowing that the odds are stacked against him, but he's the last man standing. So when we finally catch them, he will have been the guy that said, yep, I told you.
Yep.
Go back to Jerry Earl. I called it right there.
I'm going to go reverse. I'm going to go anta, and then it'll happen, right?
Oh, well, I like the way you think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Bring on some long fins.
It'll be interesting, yeah. Already we have yellow fin, we have blue fin. I mean, crazy. I don't know if you heard yesterday. Frank's going to call in later in the show and talk about Polaris Supreme and the Shogun catching yellow fin within 3-day range.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
In April, early April.
That's cool. Crazy.
So cool.
Pretty amazing.
I had 70-degree water off La Jolla last week.
There was an article in the paper this morning about the abundance of sharks possibility this year. What's your thought on that?
Yeah. I'm seeing loss right now. They've never left. They've been here all winter.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
So as long as they're the right kind of sharks. Yeah. Mankos.
Yeah. Are you seeing a resurgence of sharks?
I think you know, we kind of had a little dip in the fishery for several years, but they're coming back.
Yeah.
And we're getting much larger ones now too. So you're getting a good mix of small, medium, and very, very large sharks. So, and that could be the ocean dynamics changing, bringing those fish closer in. It could be a food item thing, you know, with the bluefin, over the past several years, it's a larger food item. And I think that just brings in the bigger fish.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're just here now. I don't know. I mean, it's interesting, though, being out every day and observing that and looking at it. And, you know, when you're sitting on a boat for 12 hours a day staring at the water, there's a lot of stuff that goes through your mind. You have a lot of time to think about why the sharks are here, you know. So, so that's what I think.
Yeah. Cool. What's your largest – now, your primary target is a mako shark.
Yeah, that's it.
And 100% catch and release.
100%. Yeah.
What's your largest mako?
To the boat?
Yeah.
So for a client on a fly –
Yeah, keep in mind this is all on a shark on the fly.
Yeah, this is all fly fishing, barbless hooks, short steel leaders. So I had a fish last year that was 10 feet. So that's probably between 500 and 700 pounds.
Oh my god!
Leader
on a fly rod.
Leader, yeah, yeah. Fly but rod, yeah. I mean, we hook big ones all the time. I mean, it's not uncommon to hook those. But the thing is, you know, they run, they jump, and you have to chase them down to the boat, and then, you know, you're an hour into it, and the guy's like, okay, I'm out of here. So I break the leaders off. I have a thing called a fuse box tippet. It's a very light piece of tippet above the steel leader, and so I can grab that. Grab the line, or I can have the angler just buckle down on the drag and just pop them off.
Because
I don't want to deal with something that big around the boat. But, yeah. You know, the thing is, people are sight fishing to a very large fish right in front of you and taking a fly off the surface. And the flies, they're fairly small. So it's kind of like...
Like 3 inches, 4 inches?
Yeah, well, they're bigger than that, probably 6 to 8 inches. Uh-huh. But they float. And they kind of... And you scoot them across the surface. I think they look kind of like a bird trying to get away. And Mako's, when they come into a chum slick, they see birds and they try to grab them. So this fly kind of looks, it's a, like a flat piece of foam with some feathers off the back of it. And when you strip it, the sharks come up and they rise on it. It's like a brown trout rising on a hopper. It's real slow.
Wow.
It's a slow slurp. And they grab that and they swim away. Then you come tight and then they freak out. And then they jump and then they run and then we chase them down.
Wow.
So it's really exciting. But it's engagement with that fish right in front of the boat. You're watching it happen. And the fish can be, you know, up to 800 pounds, maybe bigger. Oh, people just, they can't believe it when it happens.
Yeah.
But the amazing thing is something that big will take something that small.
Yeah.
Because they see it and they come up and they rise
at your
on
feet.
It. Yeah, it's awesome. It really is a truly great big game experience. And we release them. So I don't keep any Makos.
Yeah.
Never have. So
who is your clientele?
Mostly my client, they're people from the Midwest, East Coast. I have people come in from Europe, Asia. I mean, all over the world. Not many West Coast people.
Interesting.
No, not really. Yeah, it's. And a lot of my clients are also big game hunters.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So they travel the world and they hunt big game either with a bow or a rifle. And they like that kind of engagement with those really big creatures. Because in essence, we're hunting. That's what I'm doing. I'm hunting every day. It's not like going out and, you know, I'm setting up in specific areas where I think these fish are going to be at a certain time. And you just wait. So if you're a bow hunter, you kind of get that. You kind of sit and you wait, and then all of a sudden, there it is.
There they are.
And that's the great thing. The anticipation throughout the day is pretty intense. It's like, you know, you're waiting. You could, several hours, all of a sudden, oh, there he is.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, my gosh.
Zero to everything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's you know, hours of boredom with, you know, moments of sheer terror sometimes.
What weight fly rod are you fishing?
I start with 12s, and I have a bunch of custom one-piece rods that – Johnny White at Dana Landing makes them for me.
Oh, really?
They're really nice, yeah. So they're one piece. They're probably rated for, I don't know, I guess they'd be like a 30 weight. I don't know. I mean, they're a conventional.
They're
they're heavy. But they can cast a fly 30 feet. So they're,
you
know, they're just the right action to throw a big fly. But they're more fish fighting tools or fish stabilizing tools because once you hook a big fish, you're just using that rod as a little bit of leverage, and I'm running those fish down. And then you get them as close to the boat as possible. Then you go ahead and release them. Yeah.
Wow. That's so
cool.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Now, you have a big event coming up. You're, of course, a big part of an organization called Cast Hope.
Cast Hope, yeah.
Tell us about Cast Hope.
So Cast Hope is a youth fishing group. We take kids from all communities, and we teach them how to fish. We teach them not only fly fishing but also conventional fishing. And so it was started in Northern California. And we opened up a region down here. And when they came to me to be the regional director, I said, you know, fly fishing is great, but it's not really a good sort. It's an okay fit for here, but not really, because we really don't fly fish. So we incorporated conventional fishing. And so it's teaching fishing, it's teaching fly tying, it's teaching, you know, aquatic science. So we have science days. And then we have fundraising events like the Lake Barrett event on April 25th. So we have access to Lake Barrett, and this is all a fundraiser for the kids. And so we raise money to keep these kids and their mentors on the water. So if the kid and the mentor, because the kid needs a mentor in the program, and we provide a guide, and then we teach them from that point. And that also builds a nice relationship with the guide and the mentor and the kid, if that makes sense.
Wow.
If the kid and the mentor stay in the program for 1 year, we buy them all their tackle, whatever they need, to stay on the water. Because the mentor and the kid, they'll motivate each other to stay on the water.
Sure.
So the kids, we started
fishing buddies.
Exactly. And that's what it is. And so our guides oftentimes become fishing buddies for these kids and mentors. And they build long-term relationships, which is great. So we provide at least 2 days a month for each mentor and kid on the water. So we take them out on my boat on Mission Bay or one of my boats. We take them to the city lakes. We'll take them, you know, anywhere they can fish. And we just get them on the water.
How cool is that?
You know, it's a cool program.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, you're focusing in on almost, you know, more kids and mentors as individuals, not a big group. You know, you can take a bunch of kids fishing and they don't come back. But, you know, our kids come back because part of the thing is if they stick with the program for a year, they also have to do one day of service. They have to do our science clinic. So they have to do other things to achieve that tackle and whatever they need to keep them on the water. So it's just not like they just can't show up one day and then they get it. They have to earn it. And I always say this, you know, fishing is just the key that opens up the door to greater opportunity for these kids. Some of our kids gravitate towards the science. Some of them gravitate towards the fly tying. You know, some just like hanging out with their buddies or their mentor. And the mentor likes fishing better than the kid, but it keeps them together. Yeah. And I was so lucky as a kid that my dad took me fishing. He spent every Sunday.
Oh.
You know, it was Saturday at Stroud Tackle. It was Sunday fishing wherever. And it was that.
Probably Rick was part of that, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And so he, you know, and my dad was a busy guy. He was a coach. He was a teacher. But he spent so much time making time for me to go fishing. And those are my greatest memories. So that's why I'm doing Cast Hope, to keep these kids.
And where do you find the kids?
I have a couple of guys that work with me. We find them in the Spring Valley School District, City of San Diego, any school district, El Cajon, and it's just word of mouth too. You know, a lot of people,
just any kid.
You know, the program it was started for marginalized communities, but you know what? Any kid who's in a family that has one parent or a parent is deployed, there's not two pillars as a parent, right? One's
right.
Gone. That kid is somewhat at risk, you know, right? So we provide that opportunity for that kid. So it's any kid that
has a need.
That has a need. And it's just not kids in certain areas. It's every kid needs a need.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know. So and that's how I look at it.
That's
so,
great.
Yeah, so it's really worked out well. And we've put a little over, I think, 600 kids through the program over the last 8 years, which is great.
Good
which is
you.
Really good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And we have a great show lined up for you. A lot to talk about. And we're also going to tell you how you can go fish Lake Barron.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's really important, too.
No doubt.
Right?
Yeah, we're going to have a great time and so much fun and so much great stuff to cover. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us, there's going to be so much great information having Rick and Conway in here. If you want to join us, we're standing by. Jeff is on the line at the fan, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the phones this morning. Again, 833-288-0973, or you can send us a text. Man, the text the show option has just become so popular. Already great text coming through for Rick and Conway, and if you want to join in on that, the only way to send in your text is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download if you don't have it already. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the past archive shows, and you can fire off the app anywhere you're at and be able to listen to the show live. And boy, we have so much great stuff to talk about today, and Pete, you mentioned it, a killer prize.
Yeah.
One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show, and that's always determined by the coin flip. This coin decides whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side, is going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell out of Point Loma Sport Fishing Experience. Great yellowtail fishing. I know the boys had 37 of those big yellows again yesterday. It's biting really well. And, you know, you hear all the tales of the tape of those guys talking about, you know, we landed 37, which is a fantastic day, but the quality is so high right now that the casualty rate is high as well.
High.
You know, you're hooking double and triple that to get 37. So just, again, an awesome opportunity for one lucky caller or texter to go fishing on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 833-288-0973 or send us a text on that Let's Talk Pickup app. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, talking all kinds of great info, and finding out how you might sneak out to Barrett with Conway.
Yeah.
More Let's Talk Pickup coming your way on the Let's Talk Pickup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
In 1976,
Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck for nearly half a century. Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer. That to-do list isn't going to do itself. That's when the 2026 Motor Trend Truck of the Year Ford Maverick comes in. Agile, nimble, equipped for wherever you go, with available hybrid all-wheel drive, and capable of taking on what you need. With the flatbed storage system and a maximum available towing capacity of 4,000 pounds, get your ideal combination of capability and versatility to handle whatever comes your way. Get it, haul it, make it. Ford Maverick, turning a to-do list into a to-done list. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to take a test drive today.
Day at the Docks is coming, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have one last mega sale before the season. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. Fishing is taking off, and you have one last chance to capture amazing deals. Our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 19th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show. Ari, off to a fun start.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to join us this morning, it's going to be a lot of fun. 833-288-0973 or send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's
yeah.
how you do it.
We haven't even discussed the opening of Sierra Trout season in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Later on the show, we're going to have Ryan from Adventures in Camping talking about how you can spend the time right on the waterfront there in your own camper and have them set it all up for you. So that's later in the show. But while we're talking about Cast Hope, what is it?
Yeah.
You can go fish Barrett before it even opens to the public?
Yeah, so you can go and you can rent the lake, basically.
Okay.
And that's what we've done. And it's a fundraiser, so there's a cost associated with that. But you have access to Lake Barrett before it opens up.
Yeah.
And so last year, I think, I can't remember how many folks we had last year, but it was unbelievable fishing. I had a guy come in. He was late. And he showed up, and I was shutting the gate at 7 a.m. And he's like, wait. And he comes in, and he got down to his fishing spot, and I think he was fishing the shoreline. And I see him at 11 o'clock. I'm like, Chad, how'd you do? He goes, dude, I got 90 fish. I'm like, what?
By 11 o'clock.
And he had a counter. I'm like, are you kidding? He goes, it was insane. Every
from the shore.
From the shore.
That's so cool.
So that's the opportunity that Lake Barrett will give any angler. Doesn't matter what skill level. I mean, you're going to absolutely have the greatest day of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And we bring our kids out, too. We bring some of our select group of our Cast Hope kids and their mentors. And you talk about getting somebody hooked on fishing.
Oh, my God. Boy.
I mean, they're like, wow. So they get it. So you connect the dots there. Yeah. They catch fish. But they're also in a really beautiful environment. You know, the city's done a really nice job with that lake.
Yeah.
And they preserve it. It's catch and release.
Yep.
And it's really, it's definitely a gem in the city of San Diego. So having access to that is pretty cool. So
yeah, no doubt. So when's the date? How do we get in?
So it's April 25th, Saturday.
Wow, right before it opens.
Right before it opens.
Oh, and you talk about prime now.
No
I mean,
doubt.
As warm as the it, water it, is,
I mean,
it's going to be
It's going to be great. Yeah, so, you know, if people want to get involved, if they want to participate, go to casthope.org and go to our events calendar. And there's the Barrett event and all the pricings there, all that stuff.
Okay.
We have kayak. We have a kayak division. You can go ahead and bring your kayak. You can also, you know, arrange to get a boat sponsorship. So, but all that info is on casthope.org.
Okay.
But it really is great. And all those proceeds go to support our kids and their mentors to keep them on the water. So it's buying tackle, it's buying anything they need to keep them on the water.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's cool.
So it's a Saturday, April 25th.
April 25th, yep, yeah. Saturday.
So that's two weeks.
2 weeks, yep, yeah. It's coming up, and it's going to be good.
And there's space available still.
There's still space.
You can get a boat, you can get a kayak. How about a shore?
You can get a shore permit, yeah.
So there's all those different options for various costs, and 100% of the funds raised will go to...
Goes to Cast Hope.
Cast Hope. So it's casthope.org.
Casthope.org.
And just on the events tab.
Go to, you'll see Lake Barrett Bass Bonanza.
Lake Barrett Bass Bonanza. And you'll be there?
I'll be there.
Oh,
and
boy.
We've got a lot of great volunteers helping out this year.
Okay.
And if you bring a kayak in, so if people are familiar with Lake Barrett, there's Pig's Point where all the kayaks park. So we'll have somebody there directing the kayakers to go there, and then anybody who has a boat will go down to the boat dock. So,
Wow. Yeah,
it'll be really cool.
Yeah.
And it'll still be a very quaint event. You know, it's still, you're not going to have a
ton. Group.
Yeah, just your group. And access this, in my opinion, the best bass fishing reservoir in the western United States, hands down.
No question about it.
No question.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mexico-style bass fishing 100%. On steroids. Right?
Yes, it is. It's El Salto. I mean, it is really great.
Yeah. And there's some big fish
there. There are some big fish in there.
And it's all northern strain, which is it's a very unusual lake because they're northern strain large bass rather than the Florida strain large bass, which they bite better.
They bite better. They pack feed. You'll see them working the surface. Yeah. They fight. They fight very, very hard. They don't get as large as the Floridas, but honestly, they fight much harder. And because they pack feed, you'll get into a group of those fish, and it's like, it's
game on.
It's game on.
Yeah.
God, get me fired up.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Yeah. Let's go.
Great. Let's go, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Do you have a lot of fly fishermen get in that?
You know, not really. Yeah. You know, we have a few, but not really. Most guys want to just catch a lot of fish, so they're out there just, you know.
Yanking and cranking.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I mean, I like to fly fish there, but if I get an opportunity, I'm going to go do some light tackle stuff. So.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, hey, 833-288-0973. The lines are, there's one line open if you want to get through. Jeff is standing by at the fan. He's tired. The poor guy had to work Padre game last night, so he's been nonstop on the Padres.
Some fun games,
so,
man.
Some really good games. Padres are doing great, so hopefully they'll pull it off a total sweep today.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be great. So, hey, I know, Rick, you're a big fan.
Oh, big fan. Oh, yeah.
And your wife's like an even bigger fan.
Oh, my wife's nutty.
Yeah.
she loves the Padres, and she'll tell you so.
Yeah. That's season cool. ticket holder.
Yep. Yeah. Full season, and we hit not all the games, but 40. That's a lot of baseball.
Wow. That's a lot of baseball.
Cool. Good
baseball.
For you guys.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. We've got some patient callers stacked up. Again, if you want to join them, get it on the phone. It's 833-288-0973. We're going to start things off with Alex. He's calling us from San Carlos this morning. Alex, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. First off, I'm not going to pretend I know anything about fly fishing, but I'm trying to see what's a good place to start. I mean, are you able to get, like, an all-around rod that could maybe do, like, some freshwater and saltwater? Are you able to, you know, fish off the shore or anything like that? If you could just point me in the right direction, we'll just how would one get into fly fishing?
Music to Rick's ears.
Yeah, definitely music to my ears. You come to the shop, and I can spend more time telling you exactly where to go and what to use. Having that one all-around rod, I get that question asked a lot, but I know we joke about it all the time. You can fly fish anywhere there's water. No kidding. So, you know, Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, the surf, the lakes.
Puddles on the street.
Well, yeah, if it's
during El Nino. Conway.
During
El Nino. Figure out a way to catch one there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of fishing, a lot of fly fishing opportunities, and it kind of have to narrow it down a little bit. So where's your what's your favorite? And then we can focus in on that. You know, come by the shop and I can set you up.
That's cool.
Yeah. So what's the first, when somebody comes in, what's the first thing you tell them when they, like you had a customer yesterday, wanted to buy the whole shop?
Yeah. First thing I tell them, I said, first and foremost, they've ever fly fished before, and they say, no. I said, okay, well, then you want to go out to Lake Murray on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. The San Diego Fly Fishers sponsor free casting lessons every Sunday morning. And they put a rod in your hand, and they teach you how to cast. It's a fantastic program. Yeah. So they're there from, they start at 9 o'clock, they're there till 11, and you may think this is the greatest thing ever, and you may think, I don't want to do this, but everyone,
likely going to think it's a great thing.
Everyone wants to do it. So go out there, get your feet wet. Well, okay, get your line wet, learn how to do it, and then come back and see me.
Yeah.
And that's an every Sunday thing. No reservation. You can be listening Sunday to the show right now in an hour and a half. Be down there.
Yep.
Away you go.
They're very proud. These guys and gals are very proud of their record. They're there every Sunday, 9 o'clock.
And they're good at it.
They are. They're very good. There's some very, very good teachers and casters out there.
When Marty Milner was with us on the show here, I told him, hey, I have an interest in trying that. First place he took me, Lake Murray, right after the show.
That's cool.
And went down there, and that's where the addiction started.
Yeah,
right there.
And they provide all the rods. You show up.
Yep.
They got
show
everything.
Up.
Yeah.
They got they teach with
totally
six weights, totally free.
Yeah.
They teach with 6 weight rods, and it's kind of the perfect sweet spot for feedback and learning, and not too heavy, not too light. Perfect.
So, for trout fishing.
Yep.
6 weight, is that like the ideal rod?
Probably sell more 5 weights than 6 weights.
Uh-huh.
But, again, I said, okay, where are you going to fish? Mostly you're going to fish creeks and streams. Then I would probably lean towards a 5 if you're going to be bigger water, bigger rivers, than a 6 weight, most definitely. So okay. Easier to cast and the size of the fly doesn't really dictate that, but at some of these waters, you want to be able to cast a little bit further, and you can cast a little bit further with a 6 weight.
Do you have to spend $1,000 on a fly rod?
No, you don't.
You don't.
You can fly rod start at $200. You can spend $1,000 if you want, but
yeah.
I don't have any of those. So
I gotta say, I have a couple of $1,000 fly rods. But one of my favorite rods is a $200 Fenwick rod.
Yep.
Works great. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Cast great.
Yep.
Yep.
So
it's all you need.
It's not about the money.
It
it's
is not.
What
it, is
it
not.
Feels like in your
I,
hand.
I have cast them all. I will say that. I go out in front of my shop on the sidewalk as people go, you're out there casting at cars. I said, yeah, you know, if I hook a car, I break it off. I've cast them all. I've cast the $200 ones. I've cast the $1,000 ones. And quite honestly, they're pretty much all the same.
Yeah, and most people probably really couldn't tell the difference. And honestly, some of those really super high-end rods, it's kind of like driving a Ferrari. If you don't know how to drive a Ferrari, you won't know how to cast that rod.
Right.
I mean, they accelerate, and then you're not hitting the sweet spot with that rod. So that's the other thing. You know, you can go out and buy that $1,000 and still not be able to really cast it very well.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think people just getting into the sport, a moderate, a kind of a slower action rod is probably the best. And like a moderate action rod. That's probably the $200 to $400, $500 wheelhouse.
Yep.
They're great. And you can cast, you can cast those very easily. And I think a 6 weight is a good, so for San Diego, if you're going to stick in the San Diego region, right, you're not going to do a lot of traveling. A 6 weight is perfect because you can do warm water. You can go to Lake Barrett. You can fish the city lakes. You can fish the bay. You can fish off the jetties. You can rent a boat at Dana Landing, go out. That is a great rod.
Surf.
You can do the surf. It is a good all-around rod.
Yeah.
I would say probably have a floating line and maybe a shooting head or a sinking line. That's where you start getting in the weeds on all this
right.
stuff. But but that's all you're really going to need. So just a 6 weight rod, it's going to accomplish anything you need to do here in San Diego. Unless you're Mako shark fishing.
Unless you're Mako shark fishing. The reel isn't as important as the line and the rod, right?
That's correct. The reel is a line holder.
Yeah.
And the line, I think, is the most important part. I mean, I know people go, oh, wow, I don't want to spend $100 on a line. I said, trust me, you do. I sound like a retailer. But they cast nicer. They last longer. You can buy a less expensive line. You'll get a year or two out of them. You buy a more expensive line, you'll get 10 years out of them.
Wow,
so
I've
cast all of those, too. And I'm going, wow, those $100 lines, oh, they cast themselves. No kidding. They're just so nice.
Line technology today
is
unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, like, companies like Rio and
it's unbelievable.
SA.
Scientific Anglers, Rio. Yeah. There's a lot. There's several. And I carry both of those, and they're all great lines.
Yeah.
Amazing. And, you know, so, and there's, they have so many different selections of lines, too. And this is, it can get confusing for people. That's why Rick's great, because he can come in and break it down really quickly for you. Yeah. If you open up a catalog for fly lines, right. It's like, I even get confused. I'm like, what is going on? Because they have bass lines, trout lines, they have all these different lines. But if you focus it down to one or two lines and a six weight, you're good to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Totally. Somebody's going to the Sierras. Okay, Rick, set me up. I'm going to the Sierras in 2 weeks for the opener. I'm going to fish at Crowley, or I'm going to fish at Convict or one of the Mammoth Lakes.
9-foot 6-weight, floating line, or a slow sink tip line if you want to strip some streamers in a little bit deeper water. But 90% of the fishing you're going to do in the Sierras is going to be done with a floating line. Yeah. And just get a premium floating line, and you're golden.
All right. Hey, Rick, you have a great text?
I sure thought so. Yeah, it was a fun one for both the boys here. It says, good morning, gents. My son really enjoys fly fishing in Alaska. This year he's going to join me at Cedros, which I was curious, which weight setup should I bring? What type of flies could I pick for him at Stroud Tackle that would work on our Cedros trip? Lastly, are there any flies that will also that you could also recommend for our big trip to the Amazon? That's all from Ted in San Diego.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. How much time you got?
Yeah.
Rick?
Cedros, you're going to be fishing anything from an 8-weight to a 12-weight. There's a lot of variety there. So kind of have to focus a little bit. Okay, what are you targeting? So a lot of the guys that go to Cedros are fishing a 10-weight rod, and they're fishing a full sinking line because most of the fish are going to be down a little bit deeper. Pretty easy to outfit you there fly-wise. You're fishing bait fish patterns, something that looks like a sardine. That's easy. Clouser minnows come out a bunch of different sizes and a bunch of different colors, and that's the number one selling saltwater fly. And man, I sell more clouser minnows than anything. It's
awesome.
Great. Catches everything.
Yeah.
So what was the other?
The Amazon.
Oh, the Amazon. So peacock bass.
I've done it.
That's the number one.
Yeah. On a fly?
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
I haven't. He has.
So it's a 9-to-10-weight rod, an intermediate line is what you want to use, and you want to use really, really very large. It's a very specific fly they use down there, and so they're like large deceiver patterns, you know, in like, you know, two-aught, one-aught, pretty big.
And like what you'd use for a shark.
Yeah, exactly. And the bigger, the better. And depending on where you go in the Amazon, if you go to, for instance, Rio Maria, which is a tributary, you're going to get 20-pound peacocks.
Ooh.
If you go to, I don't know, a place called, the Royal Amazon Lodge, which is on the lower part of the Amazon, you're going to get smaller, butterflies. But they're still really aggressive. And they fight super hard. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. It's pretty intense fishing, you know.
I can imagine.
It's awesome. And there is no fish that hits harder than a peacock bass. They will yank the line right out of your hand.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're insane. Yeah.
Addictive?
So, yes. But getting to them is pretty gnarly. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports and a whole lot more great info with Rick. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full-day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters.
charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost. But not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with Conway. And
lots to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt.
Talking tackle with Rick. It's great to have you here.
Yeah. Coming.
What a fun show.
Yeah, no doubt, man. A little variety of everything.
Yeah, especially with yellowfin coming, man, on the fly.
Man.
Right?
Great fish on the fly.
Yeah.
And I can't wait if that happens.
Yeah.
Well, as promised, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. It is time for a catch report today. And today it's sponsored in part by the Fish Pros of Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing orders for your long-range trip. More team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. They've got more same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make that reservation today. We got the man on the line right now, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff in there. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, man. Busy week for us up here, coming off of spring break and whatnot. Still some really fun, early spring fishing. 66 to 67 degree water. I mean, it's just been incredibly stable for us and very clean. It was incredibly clean along the beach this week, too, which was really good to see. So the surface action on the calico bass remained really steady for our half-day guys while fishing live sardines and anchovy. We did have a little bit of anchovy in our bait this week, which was really cool to see. Rubber lures, hard baits, long casts along kelp stringers and stuff like that provided really good action for our calico bass guys. Some of our small little four-pack boats got in tight in some zones and found some real phenomenal calico bass fishing along with some really good sand bass fishing in some tight little spots as well. So that was really good for our half-day guys. Anglers opting for the dropper loop or bottom-style setups did well on the sand bass, sheephead, and whitefish too in a little bit deeper water. Our rockfish along the coast here remains really good. Reds, picachos, flags, speckled rockfish accounted for some really nice mixed bags for our three-quarter day anglers. It was really easy fishing in 250 to 300 feet of water down there off of that Box Canyon area, we call it the Camp Pendleton zone. There were plenty of other fish, whitefish, sculpin, sand dabs mixed in for those guys. A few days we did also slide into the kelp in that area down there off Pendleton, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp, and of course that same clean water is there. Good calico bass fishing for a couple hours on some of those three-quarter day trips as well with that live bait in and around those stringers of kelp. We did have a couple slow days out on the deeper side of things in that rockfish out on the 14. For whatever reason, that bank just hasn't turned on yet for us. We scratched out some fish, some nice big grouper, some bank rockfish, a few chilies, and some reds and some things like that out there. But for whatever reason, it's just not kicking out the typical stuff that we have been seeing. So I don't think it's quite ready to go there yet. But when that turns on, that'll be really good for us. And then to finish everything, the Fury over at Clemente a day or two this week, more excellent rockfish for them. The bass fishing along the kelp remains good also in some really nice water. Good whitefish, sheephead, and for the guys going down on the bottom there. But the weather did have them tied to the dock over the weekend here, so unfortunately they weren't able to get out there this weekend. But they are back online Wednesday. I believe they leave Wednesday night fishing Thursday, so they should be able to get back out there and get the ball rolling. And then we have our twilight fishing back in action starting Friday night, 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Easy four-hour trip if you're looking to get out after work and want to get the ball rolling in that arena. We're ready to go. So make a reservation if you want to ride with us this week. I think the spring break chaos is over, but we'd love to get you out. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danawerf.com.
Awesome. Man, a great report.
What a great week.
Yeah, and I just love hearing that. Love hearing the steady condition like you're talking about. Clean, warm water this early into the season and the right bait available. It just bodes so well for everything going forward. Willie, a great report, man. And, well, we're just looking forward to next week hearing more of it.
Totally. It's just, I mean, everything is setting up, right? From Frank's report of the yellowfin yesterday, just every week it's something cool that's obviously pushing everyone in the right direction. So, yeah, we're always eager to see what we have in store. So things are lining up well. We'll take it.
Love it, man. Well, I appreciate it very much for the report. And one more time, if somebody wants to join you, get on this good fishing, the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, how do we find you?
Cool. You can hit us on the web at danawharf.com. That's the easy button. Or if you want to call the landing here, 949-496-5794, they can take your reservation there as well.
There it is. Appreciate it very much, Willie. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Have a great show. We'll see you.
Thanks. So. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru, let's jump into the phones.
You got it.
Packed up. You want to get through. There is one line open. Jeff is standing by, 833-288-0973.
Chris from Bay Park is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Chris, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having such a great program there, man. Bill Stroud and Eileen built my children's rods and reels.
That's cool.
My son, Kit, is 45, and my daughter, Casey, just turned 40.
Oh.
And they've been, and we're a big part of our family, and I really miss them. They're great, great people. I tried to catch flies, but I never was able to get one.
That's a total Bill thing.
right.
That's a total Bill-ism.
That's great.
Oh, I love it.
That's cool. You know, the rods they built and the rods and reels and stuff they got for Kit and Casey, they were passed along to Jimmy Edwards' grandkids.
Mm.
And I think about them. I drive by the shop every day, and I really miss them. So thank you for a really, really great program.
Thanks.
You guys are great.
Awesome. Well, you ought to stop in and say hi to Rick
sometime,
right?
Yeah, stop in, say hey.
All right, thanks
a
lot.
I did a while back, but fly fishing, and I tried it, and I was able to take a little hook with a little feather on it and put it in my right ear.
join the club.
That happens. It happens.
Good to hear from you, Chris.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chris. Appreciate that very much. All right, we have him, the surf guru extraordinaire, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, we're talking all kinds of good fishing here. What's going on in the surf?
I know, good stuff. You know what? Solid fishing, Pete. You know, it was best described. One of the guys in the shop said it was May fishing in April.
Yeah.
And that's probably a good description. You know, the water temperatures are warm, grunion runs, full moon. Lots of species in the mix, perch, croaker, halibut, white sea bass, striped bass, sharks, and even a handful of corvina catches this week. That's the first of the season, we should say, even though we've been seeing those fish all winter. And 67.8 degree water was the top temperature there along San Diego. Hook, line, sinker reported good mixed bag fishing, solid perch bite, 5 to 8 inch average, with lots of spawners. Some to 12 inches, I think, was the better quality fish there. Improved halibut bite, lots of 24 to 30-inch fish. Best quality out west there, Gaviota, Refugio, El Capitan, the fluke bite, very good. Schools of short Toledo white sea bass still along that stretch of coast there, Goleta to Henry's, below Campus Point, swim baits and flukes getting bites there. Lots of leopard sharks around, and they're seeing corvina there along Carpinteria. Just Fishing reported good fishing along South Bay beaches. The first Corvina catches of the year reported off Hermosa and Torrance beaches. Temperatures pushing 64 degrees. Several quality halibut taken off the beaches there, including a 32-inch fish off El Segundo on a flash minnow. Big Fish reported more halibut catches in and around L.A. Harbor, a 10-pound fish off Dog Beach on a drop shot fluke, good leopard bite all along Boca Chica there. Hogan's reported improved halibut bite with more legals showing. No big fish, but lots of 24 to 30-inch fish. Strand, Salt Creek, Doheny, T Street, State Park, all reporting catches. Good show of croakers in and around the harbor and all along the coast of the croaker bite improved. Spotfin, yellowfin starting to show. Pacific Coast reported some eelgrass problems this week. Best catches made with a live bait or cut bait. And the top catch of the week, 15-pound striped bass taken off Cardiff on a chunk of, squid. The guy was fishing for leopard sharks. He was honest about it, and along come a striper, and what a heck of a catch.
That is a heck of a catch. Unbelievable. 15-pound striper in Cardiff.
That's big.
You watch Conley. He's going to be in the surf there, right?
Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Gundy, great job. What a super report. Appreciate you all the time. And if somebody wants more surf fishing information, you're just going to have to wait till next Sunday when you come
next week. And hey, all my tackle shops contribute greatly to my report, and I give them credit.
All right, Gundy, good job. Appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next
Sunday. Yeah, excellent show. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report. For all your surf fishing needs, check surffishtackle.com. When we come back, we got another full hour coming your way. More Let's Talk Hookup, more your phone calls, more your texts, and a whole lot more great information with Conway and Rick. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Screw at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo, to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.